Electromatic Radio.
Hey kid, we on the air? What the?
Yes.
What?
Yes, we are on the air.
Why aren't you in your booth?
You can never be satisfied, can you, Gray? You gripe and moan about how I never give you a straight answer to your "Are we on the air?" question, and here I am doing just that, and still you complain.
Look, I... what's in the backpack, kid?
Mutant talking rat.
Rat.
Oh, gripe, gripe, gripe. You guys haven't been in there for more than 5 minutes.
We can't breathe.
Oh, for...
There,
you whiny little babies. Enjoy your precious oxygen.
What are you trying to do, you fiend? Kill us?
You said you guys would be just fine down in there because you have tiny lungs and tiny flashlights and tiny novels about tiny vampires to read until we get there.
You didn't tell us your backpack was full of your filthy socks.
The stink! The stink!
You guys are awfully picky for lice-infested vermin.
Vermin! 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 Vermin!
Blasphema!
Vermin!
Blasphema! Vermin!
Gray, I'd like to introduce you to Ratkin, Julius Cheeser, and this guy here is Whisker Snoot Von Eatsfilth.
Those aren't our real names.
You're rats. You don't have real names. I get to name you because I'm a human.
My real name is Zerona Dumpalonsis the Wise. I'm Chlorolophanes Tetra. I'm Edith.
Quiet, Whisker Snoot Von Eatsfilth. And, guys, this is Gray Grimwald.
The Blasphemer! The Blasphemer! Get him! Get him!
Get him off! Get him off of me!
Now come on, you guys. Stop biting and clawing Mr. Grimwald. You know how much he hates that. Back into the bag you go, and behave or you can't come on the picnic with me.
We will bring down the fire of heaven upon the blasphemer, and his soul shall burn forever in the deepest pits of hell!
Adorable little scamps.
You're going on a picnic? Now?
Have you been outside today at all?
Well, yeah, it's really nice.
Nice? Is Starry Night just a pretty picture? Gray, my stats show that this day scores a 38.9 on the Borukovich comfort curve. Don't believe me? Well, look, I happen to have a comfort curve meter right here in my pocket. Check it out. See? 38.9, Gray. 38.9.
What's that supposed to mean to me, kid? You pull some gadget out of your pocket with a screen that says 38.9 and I'm just supposed to roll over? It's meaningless. I don't know what that thing is.
Come on, Gray. This is hard science. Have a little faith. Listen, don't take my word for it. Go outside and see for yourself.
Oh, no. I'm staying right here to do my job like a responsible adult.
Are you not listening to me, Gray? This is as close to an absolutely perfect day as you're likely to experience in your lifetime. Get out there and enjoy it. You're not going to get another shot at this.
I don't care if it's raining schnapps out there, kid. I've been hired to do a job, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Who else is going
to
do it?
Gray, I've explained it to you a trillion frickin' times. Automated, automated, automated! You can skip out whenever you want. Look, I can show you how to set your console on autopilot. Here, you just...
Hey! Hands off that console, kid!
But I'm just gonna show
Nothing
you how...
doing. I'm a productive member of society. I don't need any of your hippy-dippy cop-outs to get by.
You're a weird man, Gray.
This I should be hearing from you?
Well, I tried my best. I guess I'll catch you later.
Yeah, well, you just wait until Mr. Osborne hears about this.
Osborne? Oh, gee, thanks for reminding me, Gray. You wouldn't happen to have a bottle opener handy, would you?
Bottle opener?
Yeah, Osborne's bringing a cooler of Red Stripe to the picnic, and
Fine! Alright, here! Here's your goddamn bottle opener, and I hope you bums enjoy yourselves while other people are working!
Well, as I said, should you change your mind, you're completely welcome to join us later. I've packed enough head cheese sandwiches to build a small, ineffective fort. Oh, say, there's an idea. Come on, guys.
Head cheese!
The responsible adults on staff will hold down the fort while you people sit on your lazy butts on some picturesque hillside, scarfing down sandwiches and drinking cold Jamaican beer. Who needs you people anyway? Not me, that's for sure. You want to know how much I don't care? I don't care so much that I've completely forgotten what I'm talking about. The words are just coming out and I'm not even thinking about what they mean. That's how much I don't care whether or not you leave. No, sir, if you... He left! Why, that little... All right, fine! If that's the way it's gonna be, I'll just stay right here and do the best damn job of hosting this show ever. And then they'll be sorry. Oh, boy, will they be sorry. All right, here we go. Here we go. Hosting the show. Hey, Gray Grimwald here. You're listening to Electromatic Radio. We got all kinds of music for you here on Electromatic Radio. It's great music. Okay, I'm having a bit of a problem bringing up the playlist here. If you just bear with me a moment, folks, I'll... All right, that's not working. Okay, I'll call Matt to... Oh, yeah, he's on that damn pick... Well, whatever the music is, it's great stuff, folks. I'll go ahead and start that for you right away. All right, stay with me, folks. Come on, you stupid computer! Ah, you stupid mother machine! All right, fine. No music then. That's the wrong button. Oh God, I suck.
Me and my calico girlfriend starting a set of new rules, watching the stars as they drop in, making the nighttime a fool. Wandering over a roadway, changing the signs of the times, looking for love and a new day, seeing with more than our eyes. Keeper of men and the shadow, follow us up to the top, taking the latch off the window, giving us more than we thought. Me and my calico girlfriend suddenly stare at the face of time and its hope that we'll win, then softly drop out of the race. Stare at the face of time and its hope that we'll win, then softly drop out of the race.
Sunny skies, walk right along by. I can hear your mother bird singing. I can tell you one of the two things.
Got to do things now, got to do things now. The day when the sunshine grows.
All right, music. Great. Next. All right. Well, what do we got on the board here? Oh, community announcements. Terrific. Here we go. Big garage sale fundraiser Friday and Saturday, 1511 Bomar. Shirts, socks, high button boots, snuff boxes, hoop skirts, whale oil lanterns, tinctures, cotton gins, and more. Proceeds to support our troops in the war of northern aggression. I think these have been sitting around for a while. 5th annual Dodo Bird Stomping Festival and Barbecue Saturday. Louisiana Territory Blowout, contact in Bonaparte, Paris. All right, never mind. What next? No PSAs. Okay, well, how about some more music then? All right, timer says I'm supposed to stay on the air for a while more. I don't know. What the? Somebody's throwing gravel at my window. Hold on, folks. Ow! Who threw that? Who's down there?
Come on out, Gray.
You!
Come on out.
No!
It's too nice for you to stay in there. Come on out.
I said no!
But...
Scram before I have the cops taser you without justification. The nerve of that kid. All right, where were we? What to do? How about... Oh, for... What now? Oh! Stop throwing stuff at my window, Mac!
Come on out, Gray!
No!
It's perfect out here, Gray. Feel that warm air. Look at that sunshine. Smell that combination of honeysuckle and cotton candy and pine trees.
No!
Come on out. We got beer.
Shut up!
Free beer.
Go away!
Pale ale. Pilsner. Schwarz beer. Vienna lager. Porter.
No!
Lambic.
I can't take this! Not again! For the love of God! Go away!
Come on out, Gray!
No!
Come on out! Former Mets starting pitcher Jerry Koosman is down here with me! Come on down and meet Jerry Koosman!
Come on out, Gray!
Come on out!
Hey, Gray, come on out! It's me, Jerry Koosman!
Jerry Koosman, Gray! Jerry Koosman!
Come on out, Gray. It's me, Jerry Koosman.
Come on out!
No!
Hey, Gray, come on out. It's me, Jerry Koosman.
I know what we'll do. Let's open the phone. Sure. First caller wins. A pack of delicious spearmint gum. There's supposed to be 5 pieces. You get 4. Hey, it's free. 555-3797, extension 6. Call now. Come on, folks, free gum for me, Greg Grimwald. Go ahead and call. You know you wanna. All right, here we go. Hello?
Come on out, Greg.
Ah!
Come say hi to Jerry Koosman.
Come on out, Greg.
Come on out.
Leave me alone!
Come on out. Come on out, Greg.
Come on out, Greg.
Come say hi to Jerry Koosman.
Come on out and say hi to me, Jerry Koosman.
Come on out.
Come on out,
Greg.
I think I'm going crazy with this empty heart of mine. The image dreams of you keep flowing through my crowded mind. People say and white, empty pit of loneliness inside me cries for life. Life goes on and on and on. Lucia's gone.
Hey, Gray? Oops. Oh. Hey, Gray? You asleep, Gray? Gray, are you asleep? Is that why you're snoring, Gray? Gray, you asleep? Gray? Hey, Gray!
Next up, we got music. Music, fifth caller wins tickets what's going on? What happened?
I brought you some beer.
What? What?
It was the least I could do. The town was just rotten with the stuff. I've never seen so much free beer in my life. I really shouldn't have bothered bringing any to the picnic in the first place.
Free beer? Everywhere?
Well, as I said, perfect day. So anyway, on our way over to the park, I found a $100 bill, and then I blew the wad on cotton candy, funnel cake, and endless Ferris wheel and carousel rides at the traveling carnival that just happened to roll through town today.
Carnival?
Yeah, Paul McCartney was there playing songs from his new album, and then Ringo showed up, and they jammed for a while, and after I told them I was a big fan, we all went down to the Tower Theater, where they were having a Ray Harryhausen retrospective, and then after that, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile showed up, and they let me spin donuts in it while Paul and Ringo played covers of Burt Bacharach's greatest hits. Man, you should have been there, Gray. So anyway, after I plowed the Wienermobile into a tree and they said it was okay, we all went down to the volunteer fire station where we met up with Janine Garofalo and a guy dressed like Abe Lincoln, and we all had a fire hose fight. And that's when that busload of bikini models showed up with all those kegs. And, well, anyway, how did your day go?
Oh, let me out of here!
Gray, where are you going?
I can't take it anymore! I don't want to sit here! I want some perfect day!
Gray, don't go out there!
Perfect day! Perfect day! Bikini models! Free beer! Perfect day!
Gray, come back!
Perfect day! Perfect day! To hell with work! Where's my beer?
Gray!
Perfect!
Gray! Gray, are you okay?
I've been struck by lightning, Matt.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to tell you. The perfect day ended several hours ago, and it's now, according to my readings, the worst night ever. A regular 1.2 on the Borukovich comfort curve.
Oh, of course.
So, if I were you, I'd come back inside and stay here until morning. Just a word of advice.
Thanks, kid. Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production.
Please visit www.electromaticradio.com for playlists.
Or write to electromaticradio@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.